Gather around, people. Gather around. We don't need no introductions. We just need to talk. I know I just dropped recently, but fuck that, nigga. I have been begging for new stories and more production. Well, I just found out at 12 o'clock, J. Cole dropped a secret album called Might Delete Later. Why are you deleting it? Oh, no, we keeping this up. You ain't deleting. Because we have entered the center of a rap war. We know first person shooter began this war. But the war started a while ago through little shots, pot shots, and now it's time to turn the keys in the ignition and ride out. It's time for a real war. It's time to see, like, who is the best rapper? We haven't had this conversation in a long time. And when the boys get to stepping, the boys get to stepping. But however, it's J. Cole's turn to respond. And I can't wait to give my thoughts and views on this album. Because I'm a fan of Cole. I'm Team Kendrick, but I'm a fan of Cole as well. Although I pick my side, for motherfucker on another team beats my team, I give them the credit. They whooped our ass. They killed us. We didn't bring our A game. But we did not lose the competitive edge. But we respect what y'all do over there. But without further ado, fuck this long introduction. Let's get into it. We got the new Cole. Might Delete Later. Now, the first track that we getting into. Let me cut this shit on. Hold on. Let me hear y'all. Cut this radio on. Because we're going to do this review. I know it's kind of late. I usually don't do late reviews. But fuck that. We rolling tonight. So the first thing that I'm going to review is the track called Pricey. It features Young Dro, Gucci Mane, and Ari Lennox. Let's work. Pricey. I have a lot of things to say about this track. This is a good album filler. I wouldn't have started off with this song. I'm going to just be honest with you. And then plus, you know, Dro on a hook. Gucci doing spoken word. That kind of brought down the value of the song to me. Because I'm just like, when you see Dro and Gucci, you expect verses. I wanted a verse from each one of those guys, and they did not deliver that. J. Cole does his thing. He did a pretty good job on here. The rhyming was good, but dog, I don't know, man. I feel like the use of Dro and Gucci was not there, and it just didn't seem like the type of beat that they would get on, you know. Ari Lennox did her thing on this bitch, though. This is more of a J. Cole, Ari Lennox vibe. But I'm going to give Pricey a 4 out of 5. Now, let's move on to the next track, Crocodile Tears. I wonder what this is about. Let's find out. Crocodile Tears, this is a really good album filler, in my opinion. The beat's banging. Lyrics are there. Fuck with this. I mean, it ain't my favorite Cole song, but I'm going to just go ahead and give this a 4.5 out of 5. All right. Now this one, I'm lit for. I cannot wait to hear this one. Because, you know, I was a little disappointed by the Pricey with Dro and Gucci. Now, Ready 24, is Cam going to have a verse on here? That's all I want to know. Is Cam gonna have a verse? Because the first one, I was just like, okay, you know, I still gave that one a 5, right? Because the way, you know, the Luigi line had me going crazy on that motherfucker. But is Ready 24 finna have a Cam verse? Please, I don't want Cam just playing the referee. I want the motherfucker to rap a verse. Come on. Let's move on to Ready 24. Thank you, fucking Jesus. Thank you, Black Jesus. Finally, a Cam verse. I would say Cole and Cam were neck and neck. I can't pick like a who had the better verse type of thing. I guess it's just the way that the track flowed. I'm Ready 2024. Definitely enjoyed that shit. I ain't gonna front. I'm gonna give this a 4.5 out of 5. That shit was dope. Alright, let's move on to Hunting Wabbits. I hope it's some disses on here, man. I hope it's some shots. This is what the game's been missing, man. Competition. It ain't about being friends. It's not about features. It's about, can I out-rap you? What would you do in a rap beef? You know what I'm saying? That's what this shit is all about. Let's move on to Hunting Wabbits. Yeah. Hunting Wabbits. This was pretty good. Another filler, though. But, hey, man. This beat was knocking. The flow was on point. The lyrics was on point. Hey, man. This was pretty good. I'm going to give this track, Hunting Wabbits, a 4.5 out of 5. Let's go to HYB featuring Central C and Boss. Now, Central C, I'm going to just be honest with you. From what I've heard, not a big fan of the guy. I don't like the British UK drill rap. Whatever Ari Spears said about the motherfucking niggas. But I don't know, maybe he might go crazy on here. But Cole and Boss, I think they're one of the most underrated duos in rap right now. So let's get to HYB. I knew it. I had a bad feeling about this song when I heard it. When I saw Central C a part of it. I don't like this nigga. I just don't like UK rappers except Skepta. Giggs has grown on me, but still. Like, he kind of ruins this song for me. Like, the song with just Cole and Boss on it, it's aight. I just don't like the drill shit. I'm gonna just keep it a bean with y'all. This is probably the weakest song on here. I'm going to give this a 3.5 out of 5. Don't like it. Not at all. But it's not ass. Cole and Boss did all right. But this dude, it's just, I don't like dude. I don't like Central C, bro. He kind of ruined it for me. I'm going to give this shit a 3.5 out of 5. Let's move on to Fever. Oh, yeah. This song right here is dope as fuck. Oh yeah, Fever, you know, this nigga Cole been around Drake a little bit too long. You know, but however, this is a great song, man. I fucks with this one heavy. Definitely rock with Fever. I'm gonna give this a 4.5 out of 5. Now let's move on to Sticks and Stones. Sticks and Stones. Yeah. I'm going to just go ahead and give this a 5 out of 5. I ain't going to lie. This nigga Cole was coasting through this bitch. This is probably the best song I've heard so far on here. Because it's just straight rapping. Dope hook. I like the flow. Pretty much a complete song to me. Now, this is the track that everybody's been talking about. P.I. with Daylight and Absol. A lot of people said that Absol had the best verse on the album, and that's kind of funny that I see what you doing, Cole. You getting Kendrick's former label mate on the album and shit. I see you, Cole. That's a good strategy. I like that. I like the pettiness. Only niggas like me get the references, you know what I'm saying? Some people are slow, some people are dumb. I ain't dumb, nigga. Like, no subs get past me, nigga. Like, that was a good one. Good strategy, Cole. I respect that. So we're gonna get into pie. Nigga, this shit here, nigga. Hear this shit, nigga? Hey, yo. This is the best song on the album. Hands down. So far. So far. I got FOMO to go, man. But damn, dog. I ain't heard a record like this in a while. This is like... Man. Pi is incredible, bro. Like, Daylight and Absol went crazy on here. Absol probably had the best verse. Cole went crazy. Like, this is an overall record. Yeah, I'm definitely running this back. Like, what the fuck? Man, I wish the rest of this album sounded like this. I ain't gonna hold you. But again, I still got FOMO to go. We got Stealth Mode coming up next. Let's see if Cole and Boss can flex as one of the more underrated duos in the game right now. So let's get into Stealth Mode. Y'all know me. I don't do the drill shit. I don't do the drill beats. I don't do the drill artists, except the Chicago drill artists. But Stealth Mode was dope. I fuck with this. This was a high grade album filler. I'm going to give this a 4.5 out of 5. Now let's move on to 3001. Let's see what Cole got on this motherfucker. So we got 3 more tracks before we get to the final verdict. Let's go. 3001, another high grade album filler to me. And when I say high grade album filler, I think it's like a song, you know, I think of it as, don't think of it as a negative thing. I say high grade album filler because an album filler is just something that's going to be forgotten. I'm going back to a high grade album filler. You know what I'm saying? And a high grade album filler is not necessarily single material. But I definitely enjoyed 3001. I'm going to give this a 4.5 out of 5. Let's look at Trade of Truth and Ibiza, and then we're going to get to the main event. Now, I was not feeling the first verse at all, but that second verse, dog, what the fuck? Oh, that nigga started spitting on that second verse. Pause. But Trade of Truth and Ibiza, I'm going to give this 4.5 out of 5. Now that we got into the main event, y'all been patiently waiting just like an AIDS test. What's the result? Not positive. Who the best? Pac, Nas, and Big ain't no best. All right. We got the highly anticipated, unadulterated 7-minute drill. The diss record that everyone seems to be talking about is a diss. I read the lyrics and I was impressed with the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, okay, this response is cute. It's cute. Real cute. But more on that later once I get done with the track. Let's move on to 7-minute drill. Let's listen to it for the first time. This is a first time reaction. I read the lyrics. Looked at the shots, and I'm like, oh, some shots on here. Let's see if these shots do damage. I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. This is honesty hour. Can I be honest with y'all? Because this is what my content is all about. Not hiding behind anything. This was a good diss record, but not a great one. This is not really going to be memorable. This ain't a top 100 diss record. I'm going to just keep it a bean. And people, and J. Cole fans in particular, were just so fucking excited about this reply. Now, I give Cole this. He responded, much respect due. It was, you know, I applaud him for doing what the other rapper wouldn't do because he's hiding behind him. I respect that. This is hip hop. This is competition. But this is a jab. This isn't nearly what Cole is truly capable of. I think Cole is capable of way more as far as a diss record. I don't think he was really trying to, I don't think he was really trying to, like, go full-fledged with a full response. He wanted to throw some jabs out there, and he had some clean jabs. But the thing wasn't the lyrics that made the diss record feel faltered. It was the delivery, for one. The delivery wasn't there. The energy wasn't there. You could just tell that Cole just wanted to put something out there to be like, hey, man, don't fuck with me or I'll kill you. You know, I'm a throw some jabs here and there. This ain't no real boxing match. The boxing match has yet to begin. So, however, the track is dope, though. I'm going to give 7 Minute Drill a 4.5 out of 5. But let me tell you something. I got Kendrick 1-0 right now. Cole's response was cool, but I thought that motherfucker was going to at least try to saw this nigga head off. The way niggas was talking, I thought Ether 2 was coming. But this is more like a level under back to back to me. I don't think this is a top 100 diss record, in my opinion. I don't think Like That is a top 100 diss record for comparison. But the Kendrick shit was hyper. It was just a better song. But honestly, Cole wasn't necessarily an intended target for that, though. That was Drake that was the intended target. But I think 7 Minute Drill was okay. It was good. But it wasn't Like That, though. That's all I'm going to say. But let's get into the album, the final tally of the album. I mean, I know y'all tired of hearing that instrumental. Hold on. All right. There we go. Let's add this hoe up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's 12 tracks. So I am going to give this album by J. Cole a B+. Mixtape, I should say. I forgot. Mixtape. That was fun. So I'm going to give this mixtape a B+, 89%. All in all, Might Delete Later is a step back from what I'm used to from Cole. A lot of these songs sound like they were going to be on the fall off, but weren't on the fall off. Now, there are some high moments. I mean, I fucked with Ready 24. I love Fever, Sticks and Stones, Pie, Stealth Mode, and 3001, and the second verse of Trade of Truth in Ibiza. But I know the fall off is gonna be way better than this.
But ain't no telling on whether Cole did these tracks within a week or he started working on this little project like after the diss record. We don't know until he actually talks about it. But what we will remember this project for is a response to Kendrick. We won't remember this project as one of J. Cole's best projects because it isn't. But when you've dropped a body of work like Cole's, like 2014, Forest Hills Drive, like K.O.D., like For Your Eyes Only, like what was the last joint that Cole dropped? I forget the name of it. The Off Season. When you compare this to those projects, it pales in comparison. But this isn't a horrible project at all. I definitely enjoyed listening to some of it. But as a J. Cole fan, I've heard better from Cole when it comes to body of work. There are a few missteps and disappointments, like HYB, Central C just ruined that. And then you got Dro and Gucci Mane on a song, but no verse. And then Boss isn't necessarily top tier like he normally is on his albums with the Cole features and shit. But that one joint, Pido, that's gonna be in heavy rotation. I mean, Crocodile Tears is gonna be in there too. But the fall off, I'm expecting Reasonable Doubt. That's my expectation for Cole. But alright, man. I appreciate y'all for checking out this J. Cole review. This is King Nona Uncensored. And I'm out.